Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And with me in studio today from Coffeyville Community College is Yvonne Hall. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday morning to you. Lots of things on the docket we want to talk about today. And one of the things here at the top says talking about your phones are up.
Oh, yes. Yes. We would like to let folks know that our phones are up and running. And thank you so much for your patience and understanding during this time of transition. We switched providers, and so everybody's got new phones, which also means that some folks may have a new extension, but you should be able to dial directly into everyone on campus now, as I believe my understanding of how the system is going to work, but you can still call the main office and we'll get you transferred to the right person. But thank you for your patience, and our phones are up and running and we should be good to go.
There we go. New phone system. It's always a few little kinks here and there to start with, but it'll be really good in the long run. Coming up, and this is what I know you're really excited for, Raven Holiday coming up.
Well, Raven Holiday is over.
Oh, I missed it. No, I missed it. No.
It was Friday. It was, and it was a great success. And so we just wanted to thank everyone who came out. Our estimates are anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 folks were on campus. It was a great night. The weather could not have been any better. We had every activity and athletic program was represented on the campus, giving away something free or playing games with the kids. And Santa was there as is custom, and letting folks tell them what they want for Christmas and sharing a little ho 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 joy. So it was a good night, lots of fun, and we are so thankful for the community for coming out and sharing that time with us. So,
and you're right, the weather couldn't have been better. I mean, this weekend was actually really good. It wasn't as good as last weekend, but this weekend was pretty good.
You know, if it had been a little warmer, it wouldn't have been right, you know, but it was just the right little chill.
Right.
So hot chocolate was nice. Cookies were good.
There we go.
Good.
It was a good weekend. Coming up, spring and interim enrollment.
Yes, we are enrolling for spring and our interim time. So if you have a class that you'd like to knock out of the way, maybe you're at a four-year right now, or you have a student who's at a four-year and they have a gen ed they'd like to knock out of the way, this is a great way to do that with one of our interim classes. And then also it's time to enroll for spring. So classes, I believe, start January 9th. So you'll want to get in and get enrolled early, because our classes seem to fill up fast.
Absolutely. Get in there, enroll early, because you don't want to miss that class that you need to take or have been wanting to take.
Exactly.
So, Junior Senior Day coming up on November 21st.
Yeah, we love Junior Senior Day. It gives us an opportunity to showcase our campus, our programs. It gives the students an opportunity to hear from each one of our activities and athletic programs, as well as visit with them one-on-one. They get a campus tour. We'll feed them in the cafeteria so they get to see what that experience is like. And then we'll send them on their way. Registration starts at 9:30, and then they should be headed back to the main back to their campuses around 1 o'clock, between 12:45 and 1. So it's a great day for us. Currently, we have, I believe, we're pushing the 250 mark as far as registrations go. So if you are interested, or you have a student that's interested in coming and learning more about Coffeyville Community College, then log on to our website at coffeyville.edu and register for Junior Senior Day. So it's going to be a fun day.
And again, like you said, that is a very cool thing. The kids who are seniors and juniors, they get to experience kind of the college for one day to see what it's like. So it's going to be a lot of fun for them, for sure.
Well, and you know, the other thing is that they get to experience some of our tech programs. Some of our students may not be aware, or some of folks in the area may not be aware, that as a junior or senior you can participate in our tech programs. And we have had students who have graduated from us their senior year, and then the following week graduated from their high school. So, you know, if you're interested in a career, then absolutely looking forward to getting into the tech programs is a great way to go.
Man, can you imagine that, graduating from a high school, but also knocking out your first 2 years of college? That's incredible.
Exactly.
So that's a great program. Coming up, Thanksgiving on the 21st. You guys are closing on the, not the 21st, but the 27th.
The 27th. That's right. Thanksgiving closing. Our campus will be closed November 27th through December 1st for the Thanksgiving holiday. And so we just wanted to make folks aware of that. And if you are, you know, trying to reach us during that time, and don't get frustrated. It's just because we're enjoying time with our family and friends.
Absolutely. And the students get to the students who are close to home, they get to go back home and spend a few days at home and spend some time with their family. Coming up, volleyball is going to be starting the national tournament. They leave Tuesday, but I do believe they play on Thursday, is that correct?
Yes, that's okay. My understanding as well. So we would encourage folks to come out Tuesday morning. I believe their bus is leaving like at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and we would love to send them off on a great note. This is, for those of you, most of you already know, this is their fourth consecutive year to make it to the national tournament, and they've won back-to-back, so they're going back as back-to-back champions. And how awesome would it be if we had a three-peat? So we are very excited for them and for Coach DeLise. Her and her girls work really hard. And so if you want to come out and help us send them off on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., we would greatly appreciate everyone being out at Nellis Gym. We're going to be in the parking lot there at Nellis Gym send them off on a real good high.
Absolutely. It's going to be exciting for them to attempt the three-peat, something Coffeyville definitely can be very proud of. Those girls have been working hard, and I know they've only lost like two matches all year, but those were against like the number one team in the country. They have been a dominant team this year, most definitely. It's been exciting to watch them. I actually got out to a few matches and was able to enjoy it this year.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to watch the national tournament, then you can log on to the NJCAA website, and there should be a link there. I believe there is a fee for that, but you can pay, I think it's for the entire tournament. And so then you can watch as much volleyball as you want to watch.
Absolutely.
But you can absolutely watch the Ravens then, and we'll be live streaming that for our students on our campus. So,
yeah, I kind of I remember you saying that just before we got on air, that are y'all going to be like showing it in the gym, or is it just going to be?
No, we'll be in the library.
Okay, and be in the library. Cool. Very cool. So, again, the first game is on Thursday. I do believe it's 10 a.m., so be sure to check that out. And then basketball is this Friday at 7 p.m., the men's team.
Just the men. That's right. The women played last week at home by themselves, and so the men will play Friday night at home at 7, and they're just off to a great start, and I believe they are 5-2 now. So come on out, support your men, and if you want to see some good basketball, then you need to be watching the ladies and the men's both. They are just having a really good season.
They are.
It's fun to watch. Fun to watch. So come on out and support your Ravens basketball.
It is a lot of fun to watch. They've been really good this year. Their only two losses have been one to the defending national champion, and two this past weekend on a heartbreaker, basically on a buzzer beater.
You're right.
On the road at a very tough place to play this weekend. So, again, it's not like they've, lost against, bad teams. They're a good team themselves. They've just lost against teams that are equal to them. So it's they're having a good year so far this year. And like you said, the women are undefeated this year as well. So two great teams right now playing at Coffeyville.
Exactly. It's really fun to get there and watch. The girls' game is a different game than the men's game, but they are both equally as exciting. And so several of their games have been at the buzzer.
Yeah, the lay-in at the buzzer, which I guess I can't remember who it was against, but I remember that it was right at the buzzer, puts it off the glass to win. And, man, that was exciting to watch.
Yes. It is definitely worth coming out and supporting the Ravens.
So. Absolutely. Come out and support the Red Ravens and everything they do, not just athletics. Support the Red Ravens on campus, academically, everything. How can they get a hold of the college?
You can call us at 251-7700. That's our main number. Or you can go online and check out all the programs and everything that we have going on at coffeyville.edu.
All right. Well, this is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. I appreciate you coming in today and talking about all the great things that are going on at Coffeyville, because there are a lot of great things going on right now.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.